Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Wow, we're late on the Top 5 of 5. That's on me. It's actually on Herb. The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful 5.
A lot to get to on this Top 5 at 5. Come for the jokes early in the Top 5 at 5, but stay for how one member of this radio station sounded in the 80s. As we've uncovered some audio.
Audio of somebody on this station in the 80s.
Yes.
Who could it even be?
That's a radio tease, baby.
Okay, all right. Number 5.
So the 5 things that we need to explore more of. Starting at number 5. Am I saving the youth of my neighborhood? Yes. No. I'm a neighborhood guy now.
By doing what?
Halloween coming up on Friday. Looking forward to it.
Horrible decision.
And while everyone out there is getting all the main sugary candy, I made the executive decision in our household to go all organic. And
what?
I'm giving out organic gummy bears on Friday. Organic fruit sticks.
Dude,
I saw the fruit stick thing. I'm like, that's not even candy.
Are you serious?
He is.
I'm going to tell you.
I know.
I'm glad you put this out over the air.
His first year in the new neighborhood.
The first year in the new neighborhood, and this is what you're starting with.
Why don't you give him pennies?
Raisins. Give him raisins or something.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a little cleaner. I know
Nobody
there's still sugar in it.
Nobody wants your organic fruit.
You're
or
getting
candy.
The organic gummies. You're
nobody,
getting the organic gummies.
Nobody wants that nonsense.
Ugh.
Listen, they already get that's their parents' job. It's not your job.
It's for the greater good.
It's not your job to do that, man.
Greater good, they're not even going to eat it.
Exactly.
The greater good, they're going to dump it. This is what happens. The kids get home, they dump the candy out, and they're going to see your dumb
organic fruit snacks.
Dude, if you want to give that to your kids,
right?
Fine.
No, because he knows Walker's not going for that either, man.
Yeah, Walker's going to be eating.
No sugar. He had sugar the other night at the neighborhood party. It hasn't been the same in 2 days. Been out of control, pulling his brother hair.
Also, it's not like the organic gummy bears are good for anyone.
But listen, you feel a little cleaner conscious. Put your head down at night. I'll rest my head down on my pillow on Friday night, knowing that I did the best thing I could for my neighborhood.
I hope those kids egg your house.
I hope Gio has a.
Oh, she's on board.
No, she's on board.
She
with
told
this?
Me, yeah. This
oh,
is this is an ex- we are making an executive decision at our house. That we're not stooping to the level of getting me out the old school candy. We're going organic.
If you want to drive to South Jersey and get your kid eggs to throw at Jack's house, I will have them at my house as well.
Wow.
Yep.
Organic fruit snacks? Yep. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you should see the picture. He sent me a picture of it.
Yeah.
The picture of the fruit bars. It's like this jelly bar or something.
No.
Oh,
no.
It's awful.
No. That sounds worse than actually giving out Almond Joy and Mounds.
Yeah, they're
still gummies. They're still gummies. They're just having to be a little bit cleaner conscious.
Dude, those kids want to see Skittles.
Yes.
Nah, can't do it.
They want sugar.
They want Sour Patch Kids.
No, but like, nah, can't do it. I'm here to have people helping people. And I'm looking out for everyone in our neighborhood. I hope they all follow suit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
The whole neighborhood is giving out organic fruit snacks.
Yeah, maybe next year it'll be salads on Halloween.
Dude, I was...
Give out an avocado.
I was this close to apple slices.
I told him no. He said apple slices to me. I said, Jack, don't you dare your first year in that
fruit,
neighborhood.
What is wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
The fourth thing we need to explore more of is Bam's Grand Theft Auto. I want a detailed breakdown as to how this happened, how he got caught.
I think
what he was doing. I'll give him an hour in studio. And next summer, whatever, when we're looking to fill some time. Come on, man. Bam's Grand Theft Auto breakdown. That is content I need to hear more of.
Yeah, we just talk about it like it's a normal thing. Oh, yeah, Bam got a Grand Theft Auto. That's how he ended up in jail. I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know. For sure.
It was definitely not just pulling cigarette lighters out of the car.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, he said he went to jail for pulling out cigarette lighters out of the car, and I said, Bam. And he said, well, also stole the car.
That's the big one. Yeah. That's probably what did you in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, tell me you were stealing radios out of the car. Remember that was the thing?
Yeah,
back in the
stealing
day.
The radios
stealing
out of the
radio
car.
Stealing the radio out of the car. Yeah.
All right, the third thing we need to explore more of, and this one is really an existential crisis within the show. But I can't get a read on Elliot if he's Team Nova Care, if he's Team WIP, because he fluctuates so back and forth. You know, one second he's saying Kevin Matula is a lock, you know, head coach Hall of Famer, you know, and then on the other hand he does his job in other ways.
Yeah,
but he's just on the line. At all times. He's got NovaCare on one shoulder,
yep.
And he's got us on the other shoulder.
Yeah, the honesty shoulder.
The honesty shoulder.
Yeah, he's got two worms.
He's in a pickle.
Yeah, he's got two worms. He doesn't know what to do with either one of them.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. From his Go Birds stuff, when he's talking about trying to be a part of the documentary, I know where he wants to sort of be at aligned with.
Team NovaCare.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and he wants Sirianni to like invite him over to the house or something. Yeah.
He wants to be like the official Sirianni guy.
I will remind him one thing that I remind everybody in his position, that when his check comes in every 2 weeks, it doesn't say Eagles on it. It says Odyssey. Just remember that. It says the WIP, this is, you know, it's here.
Odyssey,
so,
yes.
Odyssey.
That's right.
So,
the second thing that we need to explore more of is we talk often about the falling out between AJ and Jalen.
Yeah. No.
What was the falling out?
I need to know.
Between Donovan and Spike?
I don't think there's a falling out. It's a healthy...
Listen, this year, way different than last year.
Yeah.
You've brought up that how back in the day he used to come to your house at Syracuse. Did he remember that all of a sudden? I was like, that was that guy? And now the rift has started?
I don't think there's a rift. It is weird that he won't let me finish questions and he disagrees with everything I say, even if it's, you know,
like you
provably
and I,
true.
You and I could ask the same question.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in tone would be very stark.
I thought I asked two questions yesterday that were layups. I try to, with all of our guests, aside from the week that I asked them to say one good thing about the Eagles, I always try to make the first one a layup, the obvious question.
Yeah.
So the two questions I asked Donovan that I thought were layups. The first one, hey, this was the best overall offensive performance of the year from the Eagles. And I got, not so quick.
I love that.
And then I said, well, but the running game, that was the best offense. He said, all they had was the chunk plays.
It's true. Yeah.
Donovan, would you trade AJ? Don't.
Never would.
They're not going to do it.
Now, I heard a little of the T.O. PTSD in his T.O. answer.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said, well, they won't trade him because it'll be too much blowback. I think that was a little... They're not going to do the right thing for the quarterback because they're worried about public, you know, reaction to trading the wide receiver. That is sort of what
I kind of what I read.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yep.
I don't know what happened with Donovan. You know,
you know what it is.
It sounds like he's having a good time.
Yes,
he does sound mad.
I think he's having a good time.
Yeah,
but he doesn't listen to the show regularly.
Yes,
regularly, and maybe he has somewhat of a misperception of you being a anti
sure.
Jalen got. So he thinks every question you have sort of has an angle.
Does he know that it was me in New Orleans and not Spike that we were?
Well, I hope so. We should send him pictures to everybody.
That's a good point.
Maybe he thinks you are me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you.
You might need to tell him.
This dude. I take this guy out with me.
One time.
We're going to meet up with Five. You know what I mean? We're going to have some drinks. And you know, Jack is supposed to be there as a fly on the wall.
Yep.
He's my right-hand man. He's my wingman. We're just hanging. This dude gets in there. All of a sudden, he has to express his opinions about Jalen and the Eagles to Donovan the whole time while we're sitting there.
Yep.
And that led to a back and forth. That I was sitting there like, I can't believe, first of all, Five is engaging in this back and forth.
Yep.
He's done started and he can't stop now. He can't get off the point that he's trying to make.
He can't stop.
You're the best quarterback in franchise history, right. Throwing a Todd Pinkston and James Thrash.
Yes.
Look, this guy's throwing too.
He actually did try to throw compliments in there and Five wasn't hearing
any
of that.
Yeah,
he wasn't hearing any
of that.
I know
what I'm doing. Yeah.
All the way back, he's like, man, do you think he really hates me?
Yeah, listen, it's a big old swing and a miss.
What if he thinks I'm you?
I think that's a good point there.
Yeah.
I've been hypothesizing that for a little bit. But the number one thing we need to explore more of was Paul Jalovitz's true calling, play-by-play. We have been sent audio of Jolly calling Penn football.
Really?
In 1982.
Holy cow. 82?
This is him starting off the season.
Donovan's in the I formation. Colts now setting off for their first play of 1982. Takes the snap, hand off deep. Tamara, he's got about four out of the 37 penalty flags thrown by the line judge. And off spit the start for Donovan. Tamara taking the ball, getting a good four. However, the penalty will nullify that. Brings Donovan back to their own 28, where it'll be first and 15. John, as you said, Mara, second team All-Ivy last year, a bruising sort of running back, 6 feet, 202 pounds. He likes to go through the middle and run people over rather than run around them.
I mean, what a pro.
Wow.
What a pro.
You're telling me they have that audio, but there's no video of Wilt scoring 100?
And then, we were also privileged. This is his first touchdown call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Of the 1982 season.
Third and four, Jim O'Toole now back into six. Split wide, Hall, split left. O'Toole motions, Buehner drops straight back. Throwing. He's got that silky touchdown. Miscellaneous touchdown, first of the 1982 season, the number 85, Jeff Sophie. There's a little pass in the right spot. Sophie taking it out about the one. Glancing over to Donovan's player in front. The Quakers take the lead, 6-0, John.
Ah, see?
Yeah, he's got the old-time broadcaster voice.
Yeah, it does sound a little old-timey.
That is terrible audio, too.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do? You
know? Yeah, 1982.
1982.
Wow.
Yeah, Jolly. Play-by-play guy.
I didn't know Jolly was a play-by-play guy.
Wonder what he thought of Maury back then.
We should rehash that.
Yeah, for sure. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Mike in North Wales, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Afternoon show. It's nice to talk to you. Never called before. Love the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Big fan. I was a neck roll guy in high school, so hit me a little of that Ike juice for me, huh?
Love it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Hit the ride. Tried to go too fast.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
That's what you should be giving out on Halloween, Jack.
Yeah.
To kids?
Although, I will give you credit, Jack. I think you're actually a genius and you don't know it, because next year you're not going to get any trick-or-treaters.
Ah, that's a good point.
Where the trick is?
I think they're going to be a hit.
Second-level Halloween thinking. Good stuff. A.J. Brown, I'm torn. I love him. I think we need him, but I can't stand him, and I think we need to get rid of him. The passive-aggressive stuff, my God, it drives me nuts. But,
that's a good term, passive-aggressive.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah, yes. For sure.
Yep.
Come on. Get Big Dom over there and, smash his phone or something. My goodness.
Yeah, well, Big Dom can't stop it, you know. I think he just... This is, and you know what? If he doesn't get traded during the year, which he probably won't, he'll get traded. Right. He's not going to be in the Eagles next year. That would be my guess. The same thing will happen eventually, wherever he ends up going. That would be my guess. I don't know. Maybe he'll get older. Maybe he'll mature. Yeah. But yeah,
they'll great first year. They'll fall in love with him and they'll hate him.
Yeah,
I'm going to get rid of him. So I've done 2,500 weddings as a DJ in my career.
2,500. Damn.
Yeah. I'm 58. I did my first one when I was 18. So
wow,
I've seen everything, man, including Spike Eskin at a wedding.
Uh-oh.
Spike, you were a guest. I did a wedding in the Poconos last year, I think it was. Your wife was the maid of honor. Lovely gal. Did a great speech.
Her cousin. That was the night of that big storm.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Her cousin, Sue, married Jose. And yes, and I had to leave. I left early and drove home in the worst rainstorm of my life. There wasn't a ton of dancing at that wedding, if I remember correctly.
Kind of an eclectic playlist. So.
Okay. Yes.
It was a little different. Great couple. Your wife was wonderful. You didn't get out of the seat much, but that's all right.
Well, and I give my wife credit, because my wife knows how I feel about bridesmaid speeches, in that I think they're all horrible and should be eliminated because...
Welcome to my nightmare.
Well, they're awful. And
this is going well.
Well, my wife did a great job. My wife did a great job because she said... But the wedding we were at on Sunday, I mean, so... The bridesmaid steps up for the speech, and I look at Val, who won't even look at me because she knows I'm making faces, and I'll go, here we go. It started in second grade. I swear that's it. So she gets up there. She's crying. She goes, we were 15. And I was like, here we go. Here we go. We got 30 years to go through on this one.
You're not just marrying John, you're marrying me, too.
Yeah, That's the message. The message is, you're not going to take her from me. That is all. The message of every bridesmaid speech is, you are not as important as I am to the husband.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Poor guy. It's like, can I get out of this thing now? Oh, my God. All right, but anyway, so let's go to the music. The whitest music, because I got two. I got the OG... And I got the new one hot off the presses.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if anybody said it. Jack, I think you're 1A with Mr. Brightside. Big, big white dance. But much more for the younger people.
Okay.
If you want to get every white person out on the dance floor, 17 years old, 25 years old, 38 years old, 70 years old, it's Don't Stop Believing.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's the quote. Or as some people call or want to request it, can you play Streetlight People for me? Which I love when they get the names of the songs wrong. That's right up there with the Maid of Honor toast. So that's the OG, number one, but the new one, and all the kids love it, and it makes me want to pull my eyelashes out, Pink Pony Club.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know that one, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a new one? Who sings it?
Chappell Roan.
Oh, yeah, Chappell Roan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The white girls especially sing it, and it just wants you want your head to explode. It's horrible.
But Journey's a good tune. I'd sing I'll sing that one.
But yeah, and you have to be, and Mike, you know as a DJ, you have to pick the right time, right? Because you don't want it to peak early.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And Ike, you were on the money with This Is How We Do It. If you want white people to think they're dancing like brothers, play Montel Jordan.
Oh my God. That is awesome.
They're killing it. Oh, it's great.
That is awesome, man. Appreciate it, Mike. That is awesome. Being a wedding DJ, that's got to be...
You got to see all kinds.
Yeah, you get to see.
Well, I'm always impressed by the wedding DJs. They're still like into it. I feel like by the
Still get into it. Yeah,
thousandth wedding. You're like, all right, here.
Like him, he's like he's done 2,500 weddings.
You got to put on a good face.
So the wedding he DJed that I was at was Val's cousin Sue and Jose.
Okay.
Something happened at that wedding. I know my wife doesn't want to say what I saw, but something that happened at that wedding that I never saw before. So we're at the ceremony. I'm just saying, I never saw it before. Okay. It was beautiful. I just never saw it before.
Okay.
The groom comes down. The groomsmen come down. The maid of honor and the bridesmaids come down. And then Sue starts coming down. The bride. And who starts singing? Jose.
Jose, the
groom.
He serenaded her.
He was singing.
Wow.
I couldn't believe what was going on. Yeah. I was looking around. I was like, what is going on here? I've never seen anything like that.
That actually sounds like something Jordan Mailata would do.
Yes, because
he's a good singer.
Yes,
he's
absolutely.
A good singer.
Absolutely.
And I don't know Jose.
Yes.
Never even heard him sing.
Yes.
But I would imagine if his wife agreed to that, it was okay with that, he better be a pretty damn good singer. Was he good? No?
Yeah. I mean, I was stunned.
Okay.
Let's just put it this way. Val looked over at me, and I was looking at her, my eyes wide. I've never seen anything like this.
I've never witnessed that.
I felt lucky to be in the room when that was happening. I thought Jose did a great job. I think Sue obviously loved it, but I've never, ever seen something like that happen.
Yeah, listen, Renee would never even think about allowing me to sing.
I would have been too nervous.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So... Well, yeah, but you also have to be able to sing.
Yes.
Does it sound good?
Yes.
This is her wedding video and everything else.
Yes, yeah.
So,
you can't screw that moment.
You got to have some stones to do that.
Yeah,
yes.
You got to have some stones to do that, yeah.
Yes, and it wasn't just 30 seconds. It was the whole song.
That's a lot.
Well, it was...
He pulled it off.
They're still married.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, and expecting. So God bless him.
Wow.
Coming up next... We have Buzz here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantasy update. I don't want to do this bit anymore with the Fantasy League. I'm done with the Fantasy League. I saw Scataboo's ankle. I'm like, all right. I give. I'm done. Yes. Mercy.
The whole team is injured.
Yeah, mercy. I'm done. So we'll have an update on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy League coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.